It's Wednesday, so that means we talk agriculture, what's going on out in the fields with the experts from Brandt Consolidated. Join us on this Wednesday, Matt Meyer, a field advisor for Brandt. And I guess as an advisor, Matt, what are you advising? We're cold today, tomorrow. Next week looks to be warmer. You advising people to hurry up and get the planters on and go to the field next week?
Well, yeah. Good morning, Roger. Yeah, the weather changed here on us here today and tomorrow and maybe a little bit on Friday morning. But my advisement, I'm not no expert. Well, I'm trying to be an expert. But my advice to guys is I don't know if anybody's going to go whole hog and go crazy, maybe starting Friday, Saturday. I'm kind of hoping Easter buys us an extra day and guys will start heading to the fields Monday. I mean, I've gotten my phone's been off the hook this week about getting seed delivered and where's my seed at and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd say there's as good as any day is to start on Monday. And there'll be some guys that get equipment out on Friday, Saturday and get things ready to go the day after Easter. But I mean, the forecast looks good next week. The rain chances are slim and I mean, there's a couple days that are close to 80. So I don't see any problem with going.
And I guess the real concern would be looking beyond that, mm-hmm. You know, what happens. We know what happened last year. We had a good stretch there that first week of April, and then we kind of went the opposite way. And, like, of course, I know a lot of folks, and Brandt's included, recommending early April plant beans first. But, boy, they laid in the ground a long time last year.
Yeah, and if you look at the 8 to 14 day, like after next week, it does cool off a little bit back in the 60s, lows in the 40s. But I mean, that is 14 days away. I'm sure things can change. I'm no meteorologist or anything, but the only difference from last year is we'll have some 70s and maybe touch 80 a couple days next week. I mean, last year it was still cold. And when guys were starting there around April 4th, April 5th, and then it got colder. So hopefully it doesn't. I mean, we can't predict the weather. Mother Nature's in charge. If you're wanting to pick one of the hybrid or one of the corner soybeans, I'd kind of lean to do soybeans if I had the first crack at choosing for a guy.
Well, and of course, last year I know that some people maybe held off that first go around and went ahead and worked down those who are in, say, more of a conventional tillage scenario, that they went ahead and worked ground down. Then they were able to come in and, so to speak, as we call it, stale seed bed. That worked pretty well. Is that might that, with an uncertainty of the weather, be something that you might advise?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. I mean, some guys are just turned off by the date in general. I mean, tomorrow's April 1st. I mean, Monday will be, what is that, the 4th or 5th? I mean, so, yeah, some guys are just, they're going to wait. And, I mean, waiting on corn, you plant when you feel comfortable and the conditions are right. There's no real reason to push it when it's only April 1st. I like the idea of going and leading off with soybeans, get some beans in the ground, and then if the conditions keep improving and it's a warmer outlook, start that. I mean, and if you have the opportunity, do both if you wanted to, but get that corn planter ready to go or be ready to switch to corn back and forth. That's the crazy thing with the last 5 years with soybeans being a more of a top priority of getting them in the ground earlier. It's hard to juggle. I mean, you just got to go look at the field conditions and find those right fields first. I mean, I'm sure there's still some wet spots. I'm sure there's still some spots that need a few more days of sunshine and wind. And that's one thing we have gotten the last few days. It's been windy and it's been, besides yesterday, it's been pretty good sunshine. So yeah, with 70s in the forecast, it's going to be here before we know it.
Well, and that interesting you mentioned that, because, of course, we did have some rains. We were all very, very much in need of those rains. Mm-hmm. A few tile are starting to run. How would you characterize the soil moisture profile at this point?
Oh, man, I mean, almost 4 inches in some spots there a week and a half, 10 days ago, and we've gotten another 6 to 7 tenths on top of that. I mean, I think we're set up for perfect soil moisture, and with the warming up trend, I mean, I hate to say it, knock on wood, but it seems like we're heading into a good April, but in perfect conditions for planting corn and soybeans.
And I wonder, because I bring that up, I'm thinking that you mentioned we've had some dry days, some lower humidities, and strong winds, needless to say, mm-hmm. and certainly the top's looking dry. Is there any concern that maybe we're a little damp yet underneath that we could, with that first pass, create some compaction?
Yeah, and that's the thing of just knowing your field, knowing your operation, knowing what's right or wrong. I mean, getting out there on a four-wheeler, and I mean, granted, you can only scout so much, but back to my point earlier, it's March 31st today. It's we got time, and scout your fields, get them, or get your plan in set, and I know most guys already have that, but I mean, like Mother Nature changes things for us, but yeah, you're going to run into some spots and fields where you're like, should I have done that or should I go? I mean, that's where you just make the decision, maybe start another day or maybe start in a couple of days, let this field get a little bit more right.
Yeah, it always seemed to be one of my philosophies, wait 2 days after you see the first neighbor go.
Exactly. That's a good omen.
and with that thought, of course, I think back over the last 15, 20 years, you know, we kept trying to plant corn earlier and earlier and say if we had a window in the 1st of April, gosh, we'd plant the corn first. As you mentioned, now we're kind of going towards beans. What, from a corn planting point of view, and I think of like Ed Corrigan and all with Brandt's, maybe that mid-April might be the ideal window more so for corn than, say, the 1st of April.
Yeah, if we could predict what the weather is going to be like in the latter part of April, I think those are more ideal conditions to be planting corn. Corn just seems like if we can plant maybe April 20th, and then if we get a 7 to 10 day window, which who knows what we'll get, maybe it'll be 3 to 5, but it seems like that later April is more ideal for corn, and soybeans are just a little bit more resilient sitting in the ground waiting, and corn isn't. So, and it doesn't seem to take the top end off of soybeans if you plant them early enough, and that's the thing. If you lose some beans, because I mean we're probably planting beans, I'm not going to say everybody is, but we're probably planting them still too thick. And if we get a final stand, if we lose some to cold weather or some germination problems, a final stand of 100,000, you're actually probably okay. And with corn, if you lose that 5 to 6,000 because of germ, that can be detrimental. So,
yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it's a double-edged sword.
No doubt about that. Well, as all of a sudden here, the last week or so, my windshield non-expert observation is that some of the fields are starting to get a little woolly with some green matter out there.
Yeah, yep. I noticed that down in the river bottom the other day. There's a field full of henbit. So it's I mean, everybody has their own different program, but that once we warm up, and you notice it in your yard first, the grass is greening up, and that just means that your weeds are starting to come up too, and having a good burn down program or a herbicide program is going to be the next thing we're talking about. Yep.
And that with that needing to when are you recommending spraying that? And then likewise, what recommendation on people who may have cover crops out there? Is it too early to burn those down?
No. So, I mean, with this cooler weather and with the wind, I mean, the wind and both of them work hand in hand. I mean, I wouldn't be spraying the next day or two, and Friday morning's probably going to be a little iffy. And I don't know what the wind is supposed to do, but cooler temperatures, if I had cover crops, I'd probably wait until Friday afternoon, Saturday, especially if you wanted to get a head start on getting some of them burned down. But yeah, I'd wait till it warms up just a little bit. I mean, these cooler temperatures and it's windy today, I don't think you want to be out there doing anything the next 3 days, but maybe starting Friday afternoon.
And as you mentioned, you were talking soil temperatures. I guess that's one of those things there. Again, every field is different, but just in general, as we talk about date or conditions to start planting, do you wait a couple of extra days maybe on no-till ground?
Well, that's always it's definitely going to be cooler. I mean, to an extent. I mean, anything can be cool on the, if you're working ground or no-till, it'll be cool. It just seems like that work ground will warm up a little bit quicker. But I know I would just because, I mean, you're waiting one extra day than the next guy, but that no-till is just, I've had problems over the last 2-3 years of guys, especially planting corn, of having poor stands just because of no-till being a little extra gooey, a little bit tighter, and just not warm in general. And it just takes a little bit, an extra day or two to warm up that no-till.
Well, and as we look at the ultimate goal, of course, is to have good yields at the end of the growing season. Do you get in a real hurry now? Or, I mean, what kind of yield penalty do you think we would see if, say, beans didn't get planted till the 20th of April or corn till the 20th of April versus, say, the first 10 days of April?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like both of them if you have the opportunity to do both. I think soybeans and corn, it seemed like a lot of the guys that planted April 4th to 7th or 8th last year were pretty happy with their early planted corn yields. So I don't think it's quite as detrimental for yield for the corn if you wait. And you're talking, I mean, if you look at Ed Corrigan's research stuff, it shows a pretty good line from April 1st to end of May, and just a decline in both of them, in both corn and soybeans, 10 to 15 bushels. So you want to make sure the soil and the conditions are right, but if you can get an opportunity to, and you don't have to go crazy, but if you can get something started, I think maximizing yield potential right now is to plant in the next 7 to 10 days.
Well, the later today, after we record this, by the time we hear it, the numbers will be out. USDA has their planting intentions report. Any conclusions that you would say going into that report? Are we pretty much even with last year, or one crop more than the other?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm no expert on some of that stuff, but I think it's similar to last year. I think we're up on beans a little bit. I just in my area, it seems like I've sold more soybeans than I have in the past. But yeah, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but that would be my guess. Close to last year, maybe up on beans a little bit. But I'm just a seed jockey. I do my best, but I try to stay out of the marketing stuff.
And with that thought, I guess the question that a lot of people are having now with the last 2 to 3 years with the use of dicamba, now we have the Enlist, the E3s, the Extend beans, and then also, of course, the glufosinate Liberty Link beans. Any trends that you can identify there as to what might, if there's any, you know, are they going to kind of be evenly split, or one have more dominance over the other?
Well, yeah, so I'm predominantly on the Extend Flex side on my stuff that I sell and stuff, but it's a mixed bag. I think there's definitely a lot more Enlist acres out there than we realize. There's still some glufosinate. There's still some first-generation Extend acres out there. With the Extend Flex and everything being approved last October, that definitely changed things a little bit, but I think it's a, I don't want to put, I don't know, 40-40 split on Extend Flex and Enlist. Maybe it's a little higher in the Extend Flex on my area, but yeah, the thing I guess I would stress the most is know what your neighbors are doing, and have an idea on your program, because there's more of these traits and stuff out there, and it's going to come back to bite some guys, and it's not going to, I don't want to say it's not going to be anybody's fault but your own, but just be aware of what your neighbors are doing. Be cognizant of what you're spraying or your retailer's spraying, and most of us have a plan. Just that's the big thing, is when we start spraying, and we don't want to spray the wrong thing on your own field, and you don't want to kill your neighbor's field.
Well, and I'll just wrap up by simply saying, if we start seeing a lot of activity the end of this week and into next week, two things. One, for the producers out there, take your time. You do have time in terms of the calendar. And then for people that might be out on the roads, farmers are going to be out there with slower moving equipment.
Yeah, safety is key. I mean, this equipment's only getting bigger, and it's I can't stress it enough. It's just slow down and take your time. An extra 5 minutes to get home is worth it, trust me. So, and equipment, it's hard to see around, and the guy in the tractor is trying to focus on the road because he's pulling a big old planter behind him or a big old cultivator. I mean, it's just be careful. That's definitely a number one goal, is to get home at night and to your family.
Right. Well, again, as always, thank you for the time. I look forward to the next time you appear on our list to visit with, and maybe by then we'll be green and growing out here with some excellent looking crops.
Yes, thank you, Roger.
And again, our thanks to Matt Meyer. He is a field advisor with Brandt Consolidated, as we, on a Wednesday, talk with the experts from Brandt. With that, we wrap up today's feature.